But I think wellness of our students is also a big topic. There's a lot of pressure on them.
We have a sheriff who doesn't want necessarily the school resource officers walking around with guns. There are people who have different opinions on that. Where might you be on that?
Well, you know, I was a part of a safety demonstration from the sheriff's office a couple of months ago in Malcolm Ridge Elementary School, and I got to see firsthand a response, exactly what would happen if there was an emergency.
Well, to Adam Hammond, he's running for this seat on the Oconee County School Board. That's a conversation we were having about this time yesterday, about 24 hours ago, the all-important subject of keeping our schools as safe as we possibly can. And I referenced my understanding of the position of Oconee County Sheriff James Hale, not necessarily in favor of armed officers in the schools. I get a text, wait a minute, you're misrepresenting my position. Okay, come in, let's talk about it. And he's joining us now. Sheriff Hale, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me.
What did I get wrong here?
So I think it's been misreported a couple of times for people thinking that I don't want SROs in the schools. I've never said that I don't want them. I think when the direct question was asked of me from the school board back in April of 22, if I thought we needed them at this time, my answer was, you know, based on a lot of different circumstances as to why I thought that we didn't need them at the time.
Now, is it a distinction, just for my own edification here, is it a distinction between school resource officers and armed school resource? Is the arming of them the key determination here, or no?
No, my understanding is, I mean, it's the same thing. A school resource officer is an armed.
Is going to be
yes,
armed.
Sir,
okay,
would be
a, all right.
Yes.
So the question then in your mind, and the point that I'm evidently not clear on, and maybe some others, is you're assessing the need, and at this moment you're saying there is no need.
That's correct. And so for the last 22 years, I've been working with the school system. Sheriff Barry assigned me as the school safety liaison from the sheriff's office to the school board back in 2001. And, you know, ever since then, working through multiple different board members, multiple different, you know, superintendents and principals, trying to come up with the best way that suits Oconee County to secure our schools. So over those 22 years, obviously we've improved the security systems in the school using technology, improved the infrastructure of the buildings using, you know, obviously building materials, and different means and ways of training to try to deal with the situation before it happens. Also dealing with the situation after it happens in the training that we do inside the schools during the summer. And I think the misconception is that we don't want SROs in the schools, and that's not the case at all. The situation is the need of manpower and, you know, having that manpower to put in place.
So you want all kind of things, but you only have resources for certain numbers of things.
Certainly. And so what we've done is, you know, I'm the sheriff, so I don't work for the school system, but I try my best to work with them.
I was going to ask you about that, Sheriff James. They're not dictating terms here. I mean, what you have is a collaborative effort, right? They don't, hey, okay, you shall have X amount of school resource. You don't take that kind of direction. They'll ask and you'll provide as you see fit.
That's exactly right. So that's what we're trying to do is at the time, you know, I don't want to impose something on the school board that they don't necessarily want at the time. But if they do need that, and we get to the point to where they do need that, then we will obviously work to try to provide that.
Well, I'm curious, how are we going to determine the need? I mean, that we'll know when we need them, because that's when something bad is happening. And if they're not there, they're not in a position to respond.
Sure. So the way we've tried to do that is we've tried to use other techniques and strategies and tactics to make sure that we are available and close to all the schools at any given time during a school day. You know, I have stats that I can pull up that show that a deputy is pretty close to a school at any time during that school day, starting with the school crossing guard in the morning all the way until the school crossing guard in the afternoon. And the deputies that are patrolling the county, we broke the county up into different zones specifically so that we could isolate those schools inside of a zone to have a deputy that's responsible for that set of schools. So, you know, that trying to use the resources we do have to meet as close to the need as we can without having that school resource officer actually in the building all the time. You know, that's what we've tried to do, is meet the need of the school system, you know, what they've requested.
Oconee County Sheriff James Hale, another few minutes here. I mentioned that conversation we had with school board candidate Adam Hammond on, I guess, Tuesday. He said, yeah, I just took a tour. I was with the sheriff and his deputies at some school or other, and I saw a lot of what they did. He didn't want to go into it because he didn't know what you wanted to put out there. But he said, I found it really impressive, and some of the things they're able to do is they're going through some simulation or other. Again, without telling anything more than you want to say, disclosing more than you'd like to, what goes into these kind of simulations that would, God forbid, go into the real thing?
So when we do this demonstration, we actually go through what it would look like from start to finish, from a teacher, you know, setting off the alert to our response to that situation. We delay our response in those simulations by 3 minutes because that's the national average for response time. Most people don't realize that that response time includes an officer that's actually inside the school on the campus when something kicks off.
Wow.
So that's where we try to play. We make sure we're not cheating the system. Mm-hmm. We're trying to stay within that time frame. But what we've tried to do is tried to make it to where, you know, the parents and the, you know, faculty that come to those classes, honestly, I think we need to do more of those classes. But, you know, to get to see some of what it is we are doing, trying to promote what we're doing so people feel more comfortable with the way we're doing it, because honestly it does work, and it works good for our system, and we're trying to do it the Oconee way, obviously. Mm-hmm. and you know, not trying to copy what everybody else does, because we don't have the same circumstances and situations that everybody else has. Now, for anybody that says we've got our head in the sand and don't believe that it'll ever happen here, that's absolutely not true. We know that we're primed for it. We're just trying to figure out a better way and a more efficient way to deal with the situation before it happens, to try to keep it from happening. And then if it does happen, there's no 100% guarantee that nothing's going to happen, but that if it does happen, that we respond in a very rapid manner.
The last few minutes here, the thing that's going to keep me awake tonight, that 3 minute response time, yeah. And that's what you said is a national average.
Yes, sir.
Man, what can happen in 3 minutes?
A lot.
The carnage in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And so the good thing about that, too, is based on our training and what we've done through the last 20 years to get up to where we're at now, and we're still not the best at it. I mean, mm-hmm. we're going to be still working to refine that to make it way better. But, you know, we've had several accidental alerts of our alert system, not knowing that they were accidental.
And so you've deployed.
We've absolutely done it several times, you know, in the last couple of school years since we've had the strategic system. And the process, it has proven to work, and, you know, it really works well. And it's way less than the three-minute time frame.
Oh, so, that's good. I can only imagine the adrenaline.
Yes,
this may not be the drill. This may not be an accident. This may be the real thing.
Well, I can tell you that we were doing actual training at North Oconee High School just this past week, or just Monday, and I was in the lunchroom at North Oconee High School when an accidental alert went off and the deputies that were on patrol beat me to the location of the alert. So, I mean, and I was trying to get there as fast as I could. So, especially with the school principals and everybody that were there, we were trying to get there as fast as we could, and the deputies that were on patrol beat me there.
All right, so again, and to back up where we started here, Oconee County Sheriff James, you're not opposed to the notion of school resource officers on a list of things. If you had everything you wanted, they'd be on it, but it's a matter of dealing with the resources that you have.
Absolutely. I've never been against school resource officers. I think they have a valuable position, you know, in the school when it comes to mentoring children and things like that. It's just having that resource to get there. You know, I currently have 4 open positions in my patrol division at the sheriff's office. Mm. So having those positions open lends to, you know, we really just don't have the applicants for the positions. It's not that, you know, we're doing it. We've been working hard over the last 3 years to get our salaries up with the commissioners, and commissioners have been working great with us on that. We've progressively, you know, increased the salaries, trying to, you know, garner more high quality applicants to come to the sheriff's office. And I think that'll bring more. And then we're also trying to add staff at the same time, but it's hard to add staff if you can't fill the positions you already have.
Sure.
So that's what we're trying to work with.
Best of luck with that. Oconee County Sheriff James Hale, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir, for having me.